Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited
by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, baby. You want to have some milk for supper?
They says Fortress was impregnable. We're going to impregnable it.
Keep them comfortable. Yeah. Keep comfortable. Get that cobbler.
Oh, I'm just a cobbler.
Man, if you ever met the cobbler, you won't meet him down by the river.
It makes it feel it.
Down by the river.
Pop it, pop it.
Sometimes you gotta get high, just get by. Oh, you know why. Sometimes you gotta get stoned to get home just to get by. Feed the kids a little crack cocaine, it'll be alright. Feed the kids a little crack cocaine, it'll be okay. Oh, we have so much crack cocaine. Oh, we have so much crack.
Crack cocaine, it makes all their pain go away. Oh,
and they've been pretty unproductive anyway.
Crackhead children song,
children song,
it's the crackhead children song. Along.
Sometimes you gotta get high when you get back home, 'cause your wife is yelling at you when you're on the phone. Maybe you're talking to your dead grandpa, 'cause you did a seance after you read that book. Give the kids a little crack cocaine, it'll be alright. Give the kids a little crack cocaine, it'll be okay. Sometimes you gotta get high when you get back home. Sometimes you gotta get high, it'll be okay.
Give some children crack today.
Give some children crack today.
Give the little children crack today.
Intro.
Just so you know, we're going to be talking about Game of Thrones at the end of the podcast, and there's probably some spoilers, so just a heads up.
Welcome in to Overwhelmed and Underproduced.
Whoa! Hey!
I popped up on you there, boy.
Didn't see you there.
It's me and Devin today.
Welcome to the show, gang.
It's been a little while since we did one, but we back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. No Jason.
No sweet, milky Jason voice.
No, old as balls. We were just listening to a couple of songs that were super milky.
That one song was wet as fuck.
Yeah, you remember Josh?
I do. We were listening to all the old podcasts with Josh and just kind of zoomer. We were looking for this one line from this one podcast. It's so kind of like a needle in a haystack, so we were popping through all the old ones, and it was awesome. You could jump to any part, and it would just be the most random, awesome, out-of-context nonsense that was just glorious.
Yep. Yep, pretty good shit.
Yep. And he has the voice of an angel. We love you, Josh.
Yeah, I don't know if I love you, but the podcast loves you.
That's what I meant by we.
Yeah.
The collective, overwhelmed the and underproduced. What's a name for fans of the podcast?
What do you mean?
Overwhelmed and underproducians? Or
yeah.
Underproduciites?
All of them love you, I'm sure. It's been a totally different thing since old Papa Bear left.
Let's look up some life pro tips.
Okay.
Let's see.
Are we going to give people advice today?
Yeah, we're going to look at some top pro tips from Reddit.
Okay. Just for like daily life or?
Yeah, it applies to all sorts of things.
How you get through your day. If any of you guys are ever wondering how the fuck to just get through your day, we're about to give you some information. We're going to hook you up. It's going to feel real good.
Here's a life pro tip. Have a cheap-ass second wallet that you take to concerts and events and blah, blah, blah. That way, if you lose it, you haven't lost everything you normally carry. You just put the essentials in it. Yeah, that's there.
That's fucking overkill.
Some of these are stupid. This one's like, before you get into somebody's Uber, make sure the child safety locks aren't on inside of the door.
That's reasonable.
I mean, yeah, check, I guess, but I mean, what's the worst case? They're going to have to let you out?
Well, no, I guess the worst case is they're going to fucking take you somewhere.
Try to kill you.
That
would be the worst case.
Wait, how are they telling you to try to open the door while the car is moving?
It's just saying before you get into the car, make sure the child safety locks aren't on inside of the door.
How do you know that?
Yeah,
how would you know
they're
that?
In different spots on different, you'd have to know what you were looking for. Yeah, this guy's got a point. He's like, most people don't even realize to check the license plate or confirm that it's the correct person. They normally just go, are you the Uber? It's like, yeah, that's true.
I still, the whole child safety lock thing, like, it makes sense, but how the fuck are you supposed to know?
This guy's like, he says that, how do you know if the lock's on? And they reply, when you can't get out and you get murdered.
Yeah, so you have to try to, open the door while it's driving. So yeah, do that, everybody.
Well, no,
just
can,
try to open
child
the door.
Safety, you can always open from the outside. You can't, it makes it where you can't open it from the inside.
I know, but that's what the only way to find out. Is if the door is unlocked.
You can't let him know that you know, because then the game's like
you're
still in your
fucked.
Hand. So you have to like game plan at that point. Like, what are you going to do? You wait till he goes to a stoplight and you fucking crack his ass in the back of the head or something. Or strangle him.
I guess that is what you'd have to do. Are you talking about if you're in a car with an Uber driver that's trying to kill you?
Well, but how would you know he's trying to kill you? What if it was just a simple, he accidentally had the child safety lock on? And then you just strangled his ass just because the child safety lock was on.
I would just get the fuck out. It would just be one of those things. Oh, yeah, you're right. You fucking can't. You can't get out.
You could crawl up into the front seat.
Oh, God. That's fucking horrifying. What do you do?
You go, let me out! Let me out! You crawl up into the front seat.
Just start screaming. I wonder if people... I bet you there are trolls that actually do that, that just keep the child safety locks on
just to fuck with people.
See what they do. It would be kind of funny.
Maybe you just go, hey, man, child safety locks on, and see what they say. What if they're just like, I know.
I know you're coming with me tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not actually your Uber. You just got into my car. I just have the sticker.
I'm just a man.
I'm just a man.
Let's see another life
pro tip. Looks like the other man.
Blah, blah, blah.
I still can't get over that.
If your car's AC is all shitted out and you need to add Freon to it, that's actually probably because you have a leak in the system, and adding more Freon doesn't actually permanently fix it. You need to fix the leak as well. So be aware of the mechanic that says just add more Freon. Okay.
That kind of seems like common sense. If you keep having to add it,
yeah,
there's probably an issue.
Here's a... oh, wow. Some of these life pro tips, so genius. This one says, if you're about to graduate and you're going to go to college, don't start smoking cigarettes at parties. It's very addictive, and you don't look that cool doing it. Okay. Yeah, that's... I feel like that's kind of obvious, though, isn't it?
Wait, is that really one?
Yeah.
Does it have a lot of...
No, it has 50 upvotes.
Don't start smoking cigarettes at parties.
Because it's addictive. It's not good for you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. It's reasonable. I mean, they're right. It is addictive. It isn't good for you. But do a lot of people just start smoking cigarettes at parties? Is that the way it goes? Yes. Do they not? They never smoke before they get to college, and then at college, everybody's smoking cigarettes, and they fucking just...
Holy shit, these tips are really stupid.
It's probably just a bunch of fucking common sense, dude.
It is. It's all like really common sense shit. Always buy as many identical pairs of socks as you can. That way you only have to... You only have one odd sock or a spare one if it gets a hole. It's like... Yeah, no shit, dude.
Wait, are you fucking serious?
Who the fuck buys 28 different brands of socks? Like, yeah, you just get one big giant pack of socks. That's normal.
Dude, people have too much time on their hands. I think that... They just have too much fucking time. Who's sitting around actually thinking about that?
This is a...
Who the fuck?
This is a good tip. Next time you order pizza, try ordering it with extra pizza sauce, because that's where lots of the flavor is, and a lot of pizza places won't charge you for extra sauce. Seems legit. I wouldn't call that a life pro tip.
That's just like a nice thing to think about, I suppose.
Here's a pro tip. Don't underestimate a piece of advice simply because you've heard it a million times. There's probably a reason why you've heard it so many times. Oh, great. So you didn't even have a tip. It was... the tip was just like, pay attention to tips, I guess. Here's a life pro tip. Don't stick anything up your arse before you have thought about how you're going to get it out.
That's a real life pro tip. That's the best one I've seen yet.
Well, I've seen ones that are on the front page that are like legit. This is just like the bowels of the life pro tip.
Well, go through the fucking legit ones.
Okay.
That'll give us some good shit.
Let's go to...
These are garbage. That was good.
Let's go to...
Because you don't want to stick anything in your ass that you can't get out.
Post from the past year.
Who the fuck? I'm so confused about these people. Who are thinking... Like, which motherfucker is sitting there hanging out with whoever, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to hop on Reddit tonight, and I'm going to talk about the way that you need to get all matching pairs of socks. Because I better post this. People need to know to just get the same brand of socks. That way you won't have as many mismatches. It's like, dude, suck my dick. Who? Of course.
Oh, here's one. Don't let people guilt you for not visiting them, because they're not visiting you either.
I don't even know what to... I don't know what to say about that one.
What do you mean? Seems like legit.
It seems legit. But like, it's fucking... You guys could talk.
Well, that's... Have you ever worried like, oh, I'm not calling so-and-so enough, like my aunt or whatever?
Yeah, I've thought about
but
that.
But it's like, it goes the other way. Like, she can call you too. So
true.
Okay.
But that also feels just kind of like common sense, man.
Yeah.
I want one that like blows my... I want one that knocks my socks off the back of my brain. Knocks my matching beautiful pair of socks out of the back of my head.
EG and IE are not interchangeable. EG means for example, while IE means in other words. Okay. It's not a pro tip. That's just like a little grammar lesson. Here's a pro tip. Learn to do and enjoy things by yourself. You're going to miss out on a lot of fun if you keep waiting for someone else to accompany you.
Life pro tip: when handling firearms, always assume that there is a bullet in the chamber. Yeah, that's a good tip.
Yeah, it's a good tip.
Here's a pro tip: at the end of the April Fool's joke, the pranked person should be laughing too.
Oh wait, I got a funny fucking thing about the April Fools. I saw this post that the dude sent a picture. He rented a U-Haul and put it in his buddy's house while he was at work, like in the garage, like on the driveway with the garage door open, and the wife was in on it. And he sent the picture to his buddy, like, "Hey man, like, is everything cool with you and like so and so? Because like, there's a big ass U-Haul at your house, and everything's getting like moved out right now." And like, while his buddy was at work, and so he fucking like left work and freaked out and came home, and it was just all a big joke.
Damn, I bet he was fucking
thinking
pissed.
His wife was gonna fucking leave him. I thought that was like the best April Fool's joke ever. I actually thought about doing that. After I saw that, I was like, fuck, why didn't I do that? I could have actually done it to you. I could have done that perfectly.
I probably would have freaked the fuck out, bro.
I know. But man.
But don't. Man. That's not even cool, dude.
I know.
That makes me uncomfortable just thinking about it. I can imagine I would have like this horrible feeling like,
It's such a deep level joke, bro. That's what makes it so crazy.
Here's one that seems actually good. If things go bad at a job, some good people will leave, eventually followed by people who thought they could change things but got buried because too many good people left. The people who were left behind are the bad people or hostages. So the good people are your canary in the coal mine.
Ooh.
Yeah, when the good people leave, that's the red flag.
Ooh, that's very interesting.
Ooh.
Does that just kind of like encompass any situation?
Yeah. If the IRS calls you, it's a scam.
Okay. So they never call, I assume, based on this person.
Always assume that when you're put on hold that the other person can still hear you.
Ooh. I do assume that.
Wow. The person who posted it, they have a deeper... They're like, I work at a towing company. Sometimes whenever we're dealing with claims and stuff, we put people on hold, we just mute the call and listen to them.
Wow.
And usually someone slips up and talks about what actually happened, and then they just blow them off and blah, blah, blah. Cool.
Really?
Yep.
That's good to know.
Life pro tip: when you're sitting at the drive-thru speaker, be aware that they can hear everything that you're saying, even if you think that your interaction's over with them. That is true, by the way.
See, I've never operated a drive-thru, but I can imagine.
Yeah, here's everything. It's not like,
yeah,
it's not like a phone call. It's like it's always listening. It can hear everything.
It just knows.
So all the little bullshit side conversations in the car, and like when you're in the car and like talking low and like whispering, like, you know how you're like, yeah, let me order. Hold on. Hey man. Hey, what do you want? And like, you're like whispering to the other person. Like they can hear that too. They hear all of it. Let's see. If an employer says that you need to treat this entry-level job as more than just a job to be successful, that's a sign that you're going to be overworked and underpaid.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
If the employer says that you have to treat your entry-level job like it's more than a job, like, you know, above and beyond and bend over backwards and blah, blah, blah for this entry-level position, that's a sign that you will be overworked and underpaid.
That feels about right. I've never considered like going into an entry level position, like trying to like even like an internship or something like that. I've never thought about the way that it must feel to fucking just dive head first and be like, all right, I'm going to be the bitch for a long time and try my hardest to make these people happy, even though they probably already have decided, like after 2 weeks or 1 week, that they fucking, whether or not they want you.
Yeah.
Like that's what fucking Sparks was talking about that the last time we did one.
Yeah.
He was like, dude, most people know.
They know instantly.
Immediately. Like the first day of work. So it's like you just do this and you're like, this is my next thing and I'm going to fucking try it. And there might not be like an end to it at all. You might just be stuck at that level and then slowly work your way up because you think you're secure. That's the scariest thing to me, dude. Is the feeling fake like security. You have to sneeze. Yeah, feeling that you have to sneeze is the scariest fucking shit.
Hate it. It's terrifying. It
freaks me out, man.
When you go on vacation, bring a new soundtrack or album that you never heard before, and then in the future, every time you listen to that music, it will bring you vivid memories of the place that you have visited.
That's it.
That's a good one.
That's awesome. That is so nice. And that's just like, how pleasant.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what a wonderful idea. Good God, dude. Hell yeah. Good for that person. How many upvotes did that one get? Please tell me you got
a lot. Like 50,000.
Nice. That's great, dude. Well, sound and memory, they go so... Or music and memory go so hand in hand. Music is very similar to the way that, like... You know how they say the olfactory sense or whatever? Your smell is... You remember...
Oh, yeah. You associate smells with memories.
So, much more than any other of your senses. And music is like that, dude. Like, some song will play and it's just like, that's... You remember everything.
Here's one, dude. This one's good. When you're making nachos, put a tortilla on the bottom. That way, your little leftovers turn into a taco.
Oh.
Ha. Yeah. All the little extra pieces that fell through and shit, you just got a little taco at the bottom.
Tell them about my life hack that I showed you.
Oh, yeah, dude. When you got to go use like a public restroom, this is a legit. This is like a game changer. When you got to use drop a deuce in a public toilet. So you go in, get a paper towel or whatever. And if they have hand sanitizer, that's the best. If not, just use soap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So put the sanitizer on the towel, then go in and use that to fucking wipe the seat down and sanitize the seat before you sit down. So you don't have to worry about putting the little liner down or putting toilet paper down or whatever. Or you just don't have to worry about fucking weird fucking people's germs and stuff getting in your butt. It's great. Yep. That was a game, because I always hated that, dude, because every time I go to a public, there's like always pee splatters and shit on the fucking toilet seat, and I'm like, I don't want other people's weird fucking genitalia germs touching my skin.
Same.
It's just gross. And I never, it's such like a simple, like almost obvious thing, and once you told me that, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's so easy.
Yeah, one day it
just
happened.
And then now I can actually be comfortable and like enjoy it. I'm like, oh, yes, I'm free. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great fucking feeling.
Glorious.
The first time that I did it, I was sitting there thinking, I was like, I'm going to go get the fucking, because it was where we work. And I was like, I'm going to go and get like the fucking cleaner shit that they use to clean the toilets. And then I went out of the stall and I looked and I was like, wait a minute. I can just use the fucking hand sanitizer. And I did. I wiped that shit down. I was like, that
genius,
is it.
Dude.
That's it.
It's a game changer.
Yeah. That would get a lot of upvotes.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody is probably gonna be like, well, actually, there's still germs. Like, I don't care, dude. It just gives me the peace
it
of
makes
mind
you feel...
to let me sit down comfortably and like enjoy it
well,
and like,
I don't...
not have to worry.
I think it does
kill the germs.
It
it's
should
fucking
kill
sanitizer.
Some of the germs, dude. It should kill at least most of them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying to just wipe off some like actual shit.
Yeah. If there's actual
if there's shit
on
the
there,
toilet seat, don't take a dump on that toilet seat.
Yeah,
just
maybe
don't do it. Don't do it. I wouldn't. I never do. If there's
just don't.
Shit, if there's actual shit on the toilet seat, I do not take a shit on it.
And how does ever. That happen?
I don't know, man.
I don't think I've ever done that in my whole life.
Not on the top.
I don't think I've ever shit on the seat.
I haven't either.
What do people... you know what it is? It's probably other people who are afraid of the germs, so they just hover. They'll just hover over and just blast it out and just shoot it out like a fucking rocket.
I never actually thought about that, but you're almost 100% right.
That has to be it. Just like fucking bombs away.
Because I know girls
they just probably like hover over it and just kind of like bow-legged stand, like straddle the toilet.
I couldn't
and just
do that.
Fucking shoot it down like a blast. Bam, I'm not even like sure a shotgun blast.
I don't think I have the leg strength to pull that off. Like for the duration of the shit and wiping, I don't know if I could sit in that position.
Oh, dude, it might just fucking barrel out of you if you're just fucking pile driving it straight down like a fucking... like a jackhammer.
It might.
Actually, no. When you're upright standing, your colon closes itself. That's like it folds upon itself.
Well, and plus,
that's why they have the whole squatty potty thing.
And plus, you're in that... Like, that's such an awkward position because you're over the toilet.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, at least put the seat... If you're going to do that, put the
like,
fucking
they
seat
put some
up.
Straps up in the ceiling like gymnast rings and just kind of dangle from that.
I mean, that would be fun. I would consider taking an experimental shit.
That'd be like kind of cool if you could be dangling from something... And, like, really crunch your body up to where it's, like, the perfect ultimate, like, your knees
That's
are all the way...
in position?
Yeah, just, like, fucking blast it out. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Someone's done
You'd have
it.
To do it outside.
Yeah, someone's done it in their house.
Yeah,
I
I'm sure.
It.
They have a special room for that.
Some single dude who's thought that exact same idea has fucking rigged that shit up in his ceiling and be like, okay, this is the way to do it.
It's liberating, man. You'll never go back.
He put his legs in the stirrup and he shit right on the floor. And he fucking cleaned it up.
He just cleans it up.
Whatever.
But it just feels so good when he does
it. It probably would. There's so much crazy shit that everybody's done.
Just slides right out, baby.
There's so much crazy shit that everybody's done, dude. People are so fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Like the dude who thinks about the fucking socks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you have the time?
And they made a post about it on Reddit.
It's almost a beautiful thing. And I wonder. And all goes into, like, what we are as humans.
This is a good one.
All right.
If you use, like, a notebook or a journal or whatever, and you get a new notebook, leave the first page blank. Then, once you've filled up the notebook, you can go back, you can number the pages and use the first page as a table of contents.
Okay.
That's a good tip. I don't use notebooks like that, but...
Yeah, neither do I.
I've owned so many notebooks throughout my life, and I've always used maybe like the first six pages, and then that's it.
Yeah, same. I blasted through a couple of notebooks, but...
Really?
It was all like just complete rambling, insane shit. They're somewhere. I have them somewhere. Yeah, it was all like poems and songs and like some just straight up stream of consciousness insanity. Sometimes you gotta let it out, you know? But yeah, I have a notebook right now that I've hardly even used. I use it for like lists. I still can't totally just jump into my phone and do it. I have like this mental block where I'm like, I need to make the list, but I don't want to like go to my notes and just like make the list in my notes in my phone.
Make
but
the
I could
list.
So fucking easily instead of writing it down and forgetting about it. Technology has surpassed me, surpassed my brain function.
When you're at the beach, beware of the area where the waves don't crash. That is the signal of a rip current.
Ooh. Where the waves don't crash?
Yeah.
Really? That is a good pro tip. Because that's fucking crazy, and I did not know that at all. I never would have thought that.
This one's kind of strange, but I like it. When you're hosting a dinner party for people that you're not too familiar with, leave a simple task undone until they arrive,
like mixing salad ingredients or slicing bread. Invariably, your guests will ask if they can help, and you can point them to these simple tasks as a useful icebreaker. But that's like this weird metagame, like backwards plotting. Like, I purposely didn't mix the salad so that when I knew when you would come, you would offer it, and I could give you something to do so we could break the ice.
That's
kind of creepy, isn't it?
I don't like that at all, dude.
Yeah. I don't like who's having that. Dinner parties with strangers, and it's like, hello, stranger. Welcome to my home for this dinner party. Are you going to offer to cut this bread yet?
Yeah, we... God, dude. You just walk in, hey, nobody's cut that bread. Like, how... Yeah, that's some, like, Sherlock Holmes level, like, dinner party shit. Like, what are you hiding at that point? When you're having to fucking do that shit. Like, you're really that scared of having some fucking guests over?
Ooh.
What, you got a good one?
Yeah, this one is good. Okay, when you're taking photos for people and you want them to smile, this is what you do. When you're taking someone's photo, count to three, and then just keep counting and keep counting until they laugh at you because of what you're doing, and then take the picture when they laugh. You just like one, two, three, four, five, and you just go, and then they will probably laugh at you because that's fucking ridiculous. This guy's like, I'm not a professional, but I've been doing this for a while, and it hasn't failed to get a genuine smile yet. This guy says, what I do is I just repeat the three over and over again until they laugh. Now I'm reading the comments.
Yeah, I could see that. Sorry. I could see it going really well for certain people.
Yeah, it might not work for everyone.
And then not really.
It's worth a shot, though.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
I think it's funny.
No, I think it's funny, too.
But what it's the like, fuck are you doing?
But you would have to have a good rapport with the photographer. Yeah. If this is just some dude... Some fucking creepy dude. I'd be like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
We should go to a tourist area in Atlanta. People are like, hey, can you take the picture? And then we'll do that to them. And they'll be like, ugh, you're weird. And then you hand the phone back, but you're like holding onto it firmly. And you kind of like resist giving it back.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to look at
my phone?
Message? That was something me and Joey talked about the other night. It's just you walk up to somebody like a stranger, or you're just talking to somebody, and you're like, "Hey, will you look through my messages, please?" We just look through them, and you just hand them your phone, and they're just like, "I don't want to." No, look through them. I don't know.
Yeah, read them. Or even better, when someone in public asks you to take the picture, you just swipe out of their camera and go over their text and be like, "Who's Heather?" And just start asking them about like the contacts and shit and like their texts.
Oh God.
Give me my phone back, you fucking creep.
That would be too much. That would be so
fucking
scary.
And usually on the camera app, there's like a little thing in the bottom where you can click and go over to the gallery. So you should just like start opening up their pictures and be like, oh, that's a good one. Who's that? They'll be like,
why do you guys want to take this one? There's this one.
Great.
Oh, look shit. Look at that dick. Look at that
Whoa,
dick
that's
you got.
A penis.
Yeah.
Hey.
Damn, girl. You can really... Damn, boy. You can really make that penis pop in them camera rolls.
We're going to camera roll it.
I don't know if you guys can tell by now, but we didn't really have a topic at all for this podcast.
This is great topics, dude.
No, it's great. I know, but it's like...
I'm done with the life pro tips now.
It's such a weird format. Well, we've been doing it for 20 something minutes, almost 30 minutes.
I went on Reddit to try to see if maybe there was just something interesting to talk about.
Hey, we can talk about fucking Game of Thrones. Oh. Talk about fucking Cheeseburger Bobby's, dude. Come on.
Yeah, Cheeseburger Bobby's is good.
It is. It's okay. Cheeseburger Bobby's is fucking okay. It's very okay. What do you see?
What do you see?
It was a photograph of a woman who had just given birth, and she's holding a newborn baby, and she's laughing because her husband had fainted. But just look at her. At first, I didn't think she was laughing. I don't know what to think. It's kind of creepy.
Looks like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Her face is distorted in a way that I'm not particularly used to. It must have been the most roaring, guttural laughter.
I don't know how much I want to talk about Game of Thrones. We just talked about it.
I know, we just
talked about it. I
want
to talk about it again.
Yeah.
People like to talk about that pie, boy.
I mean, we don't have to talk about anything anymore. We can call it. It's been 33 minutes. I don't give a shit.
It can be a short one. I'll talk a little bit about it. My whole thing on it is I feel like the writing in these past two seasons has kind of gone to shit after they went past the books and ran out of source material and the showrunners just had to write it all themselves. They have made some very questionable decisions with the way the plot points go. There's a lot of things that are just straight up bad writing or just stupid things like bad decisions that characters make or things that happen that just don't make any sense. And so, yeah, I'm generally disappointed with it. I still like the show. I still think it's a good show. It's just gotten worse than it was before. So it's just disappointing. And I was telling you, I saw that YouTube video where they interviewed all the real life actors from the show and like dude who plays Jon Snow. They were like, what in one word would you describe this season at the end of the show? And he's like, disappointing. And he was serious. And then the girl who plays Daenerys, they were interviewing her and they're like, what'd you think about how they, you know, the story in it? And she just was like, best writers ever. And then Tyrion, Peter Dinklage was like, yeah, so this guy can raise the dead and turn them into zombies. So let's hide all the women and children down in the crypt where there's a bunch of dead people. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's like, he's got a good point. That's kind of fucking retarded. I thought that as soon as they did, then when they were talking about like, oh yeah, all the women and we're going to hide down in the crypt. I'm like, why? Why would you do that? It was just so obvious what was going to happen, and it did.
And they knew that he could raise people from the dead? So they just did it anyway, just very blindly?
Yeah.
And stupidly?
Yeah.
But that's such a glaring plot hole. Why would they add something like that in?
Why would the characters do it? Why would the writers write it that way? I guess they thought it was cool. Like, that's all it is like everything they've written is so they can have like cool looking moments, like epic scenes. And like all the stuff has been epic and cool looking, but it just doesn't make any fucking sense. The whole Battle of Winterfell was epic looking and cool looking, and it just made zero sense from a strategic standpoint on both sides. Both sides of that battle, the good guys and the bad guys, made horrible tactical decisions. It was just frustrating. It's like, you couldn't have done a little bit better than that? You can't employ some basic, like, textbook, you know, fucking military tactics 101 basic-ass fucking castle defense strategy? Like, the most basic? Like, it was just so stupid that nobody with any sort of military training would have ever made a battle plan like that. Nobody. And so all the hundreds of millions of dollars they spent on that one episode, you think they could have hired a military historian or something to explain, or like give, I don't know, like I guess they just thought like, well, this is gonna look cool, so we gotta get this scene where like this happens and that looks really cool, and then they're gonna be charging in and there's like catapults shooting fire over their heads while they're charging, and it looked fucking awesome, but it was just
Stupid.
They started the battle with their cavalry right up front, just goes off by themselves into the darkness, the pitch black of midnight dark. They just charge out by themselves, all the cavalry just, yeah, and they just charge out and they all die. Like, what the fuck did they think they were going to do? They were just going to beat the whole army of the, like, million zombies by themselves in one charge? Like, what the fuck was that? It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Like, how did you think that was going to work? That's not how cavalry works. They don't do that. They don't ever do that. They never have done that. They're for flanking and, like, more tactical shit than that. They don't just charge in headlong. Like, bah! It's just fucking retarded. Ugh. God, oh, good. Dude.
It makes me so happy.
It's all just so stupid.
All I've seen for everybody, I haven't seen any of the new seasons. I stopped watching after like the third season. But it is so funny because all I see every fucking week is Game of Thrones shit, Game of Thrones shit, Game of Thrones shit.
Oh, like trending on Twitter.
Yeah, memes got fucking trend on Twitter. Everybody's talking about it. Fucking making
jokes. Is it people making jokes. Fun of it?
No. Everybody fucking loves that shit, dude. They're all about it. People are fucking all about that shit. But I'm glad to hear. Because it's so big. I guess it's just so big that everybody's so invested now that
they
don't.
I think that's what it is. I think they don't want to admit whenever, like, that the writing went down in quality.
Yeah.
Because, again, even all that shit aside, it's still a good show. It's still entertaining. It's just disappointing because it could have been so much better. It should have been so much better. And here's the thing that kind of pisses me off is the showrunners. Apparently, they're getting ready to go work on some Star Wars project or something. But, like, HBO wanted to do 9 seasons. So, and each season before has been 10 episodes. So, 7, 8, and 9 would have been 30 episodes. Instead, they just did 7 and 8 with 7 episodes and then 6 episodes. So, instead of doing 30, they did 13 episodes. And they were like, we're done. So it's like condensed and it jumps around. There's no sense of time or travel when they're going in between settings. And it just seems kind of like the main characters just teleport back and forth across the country every episode multiple times with no sense of time passage. And several of the characters' plot lines have just died off like it was never for anything in the first place. Like it never mattered. There's lots of characters' stories that just didn't have any closure. They're just, that's it. Like, that character's done. Not even that they're dead. They just disappear. Like, they're just not there anymore. Like, they just don't matter.
Oh. That's even worse.
Like, unresolved plot lines. Plot lines that were resolved too easily with no challenge or no, the most fucking two-dimensional basic villain ever with the Night King, who never showed any emotion, said a single line, just and was stupid and just was just the bad guy just to be the bad guy and was easily defeated by the hero who literally teleported out of nowhere and stabbed him. Like, ridiculous.
And there you have it, folks. Fuck the Game of Thrones writers. Yeah, we should go in and edit that there's a couple of spoilers.
Are you recording again?
Yeah.
Good. It had a little hiccup.
Yeah, a little hiccup. Yeah. All right, we're going to call it. I got to pee.
Okay, gang.
Sorry for the short one, but we'll be back.
It's all good.
We'll keep it coming.
We ran out of lube. We just got to, you know, we got to lube up again.
Yeah. Got to lube up again.
All right.
If you like it, share it. I don't care. If
not lying.
Fuck off. All right.
I'm not lying about the lube.
Yeah, we're not lying about the lube.
It's serious.
Outro.